Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to say something about this study about having sex with your ex. If you have a significant other at the present time, I would strongly suggest you not experiment with that. And if there's some kind of lingering feelings, issues, or otherwise, just get over it. I think that is a path straight to disaster. What say you, Christian Garrick?
I'm staying away from all that. I want to talk about football.
There you go. Let's
I
talk.
I want to have no sex with exes. I'm not interested.
Let's talk about some football. We're going to play the Ravens on Sunday afternoon. The Ravens have the eighth most potent offense. I think the eighth most potent defense. The 19th passing and rushing, or believe one of those. This is not going to be an easy game.
No, it never is against the Ravens. You know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees have never beaten the Ravens. So this could be another notch in the belt, and Drew Brees could become the third player in NFL history, once again, behind Brett Favre and Peyton Manning, having a victory over every franchise, including his own that he's playing for currently in the New Orleans Saints when he was with the San Diego Chargers. So, look, the Ravens have done it this way for years. Physical defenses, they're just tough. They get after the passer. Last week, they hung up 11 sacks on Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans, shutting them out. So the Saints are going to have their hands full. They're 2.5-point underdogs, and I think that this Baltimore Ravens, as good as much praise as I'm heaping on them, as good as I think they are, they haven't quite been tested by an offense that New Orleans is going to bring to Baltimore on Sunday.
No, and as I was looking at the teams that they beat, I think you're absolutely correct. So what are going to be the key elements for the Saints?
Well, as it always is, and it's going to sound cliche, but, you know, when the Saints are in the plus category in the takeaway-giveaway ratio, they're probably going to win the game. If they're plus one, plus two, they're going to win this game. So they certainly got to take care of the football. I think that they got to do a really good job of protecting Drew Brees. And I think that, as crazy as it sounds defensively, you actually want to keep Joe Flacco in the pocket. He's not a mobile guy. He's not going to necessarily beat you with his legs. But outside of the pocket, when he's moving around, he's got the highest quarterback rating in the NFL. He's just really efficient outside of the pocket. So they actually want to keep him in the pocket and make him throw from the pocket. So and make him throw from under duress. I think that's kind of a couple of key points that I would point to.
So when we think about the Ravens defense, number one, I think they are against the
number one scoring defense as well.
Yeah. Saints have difficulty running the ball.
I think they will. It's not going to be an absolute gashing, I don't think. But at the same time, you know, this offensive line's pretty darn good in their own right. All right, I'm talking about the Saints, and they've got the two-headed monster of Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. And I think that more importantly, what they have to do is just remain balanced. Don't get one-dimensional. Even if you're not having tremendous success, you're not carrying the ball 4 yards an average or 4 yards a carry average, you still got to stay with it. Don't get completely out of whack where, you know, you're throwing the ball 45 times and running it 15. That's a recipe for disaster against the Ravens.
So, when we think about special teams, obviously the Ravens have been very successful in that area as well. Where do we stack up in that category?
Well, I think it's probably you're in the minus if you're the Saints, just because John Harbaugh has always had really good special teams because he was a special teams coach. So that's going to be an area that they're always going to be good at. Now, they're not significantly better, but they're always going to be have a top flight special teams. But again, the Saints special teams are really good. Their coverage units are very good. Return units, you want to see that improve in terms from a punt return. But you know, Taysom Hill back as a kick returner, he's pretty explosive, as we know. So I don't know. This game could come down to a special teams play. Now, their kicker, Justin Tucker, is the best in the business. He's efficient. and he can hit from anywhere. So if the game is on the line and he's about to boot one through the uprights, it's probably going to be a loss for the Saints.
Any reports on the injury front?
Well, Tedkin Jr. Went on IR yesterday with a knee injury, so he's out at least 8 weeks, if not for the season. But as far as I know, the Saints are relatively healthy coming off their bye week. Marshawn Lattimore was cleared and back on the practice field coming off that concussion he sustained in the Monday night win over the Washington Redskins. So fairly healthy. Now the Ravens are, I think they have one guy on their injury report. So they're extremely healthy.
And then one statistic that really stuck out for me was the Ravens have not allowed a touchdown in the second half.
Yeah, pretty impressive considering. I mean, this is strength versus strength, Newell, because the Saints have scored 14 points in the fourth quarter of every game, okay? So just goes to show you that they're a finishing team, and the Ravens are a finishing team on defense as well.
So is this one of those games, I heard one of the commentators say the other day that the Saints need to get out in front and need to get out in front early.
Yeah, that's first off, I want to excuse myself. I'm dealing with a little bit of a cold. It's the football season cold that I deal with from October to February, so I apologize.
Absolutely. It's got the pollen count in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, Newell, every year that I've been covering the Saints, I get a cold pretty much from October, and it lasts through the Super Bowl. So just the way it is. But
It's called stress, baby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They do have to get off to a fast start, but, I mean, that's every game. When the Saints come out of the gate and they're scoring on the opening possession or they're getting off to a hot start, that's the recipe. That's the blueprint for the Saints. They want to play kind of a fast break basketball on grass.
Right. So final thoughts?
I think this is a close game. I can't go against the Saints right now. I think they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL. I think the Saints cover 26-23.
26-23. I hope you're right. I'll take a win any way we can get it. And I agree with you. I think this one is going to be just a hard-hitting, wild game in many respects.
Yeah, and Neil, isn't it so Drew Brees to finally, perhaps his last shot at the Ravens, and finally he notches that? Like, isn't that so Drew Brees to do something like that where, he hadn't had a lot of success against them in his career, and then the way he's playing right now, he's the odds-on favorite to win the MVP honor? So I just think Drew's playing at a magical level right now.
Well, I'll go with that. I'll take that any day. I think it's going to be a tough game for them to win away, and it may come down to turnovers, like you said, and penalty yards, and obviously field position as well. Those three little categories there may dictate the outcome of the game.
Oh, without a doubt. And look, M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore is, I've been to every NFL venue. It's one of the more intimidating venues in the NFL. I mean, it is a tough place for a road team to come in and win, and they don't lose very often at home. They just don't.
Yep.
They've had a home field advantage for a long time, and it's here to stay. They play really well in that building.
I've heard it's a lot like Seattle Stadium. Noisy, noisy, noisy.
Oh, yeah. They know how to crank up the volume, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Christian Garrick, thanks so much. We'll be listening to you guys. And look for a great game Sunday afternoon, Saints and the Ravens. We'll be right back after the break. Give us a call, 260-1870, or text us at 870-870. This is Newell on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.